On this episode of The Playbook, I have Scott Absher. He is the CEO, co-founder, and chairman of Shift Pixie. And we're going to talk about bringing efficiency to the part-time workforce. Join me for all of this and more on The Playbook. This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host, David Meltzer.
This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs The Playbook, and I have an extraordinary company and chairman and CEO, co-founder of Shift Pixie, and talk about great timing. Shift Pixie is the next generation of tech platforms. It actually matches up part-time qualified employees with the new gig economy we have and provides some of the stability and benefits that a permanent employee will have. Scott, welcome to The Playbook.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
You're in the one-third of the company. When I talk to a lot of the people I executive coach and look at as entrepreneurs, I always say a third of the companies right now are blessed by what's happening. All we've done is accelerated what was going to happen. And I know our statistics may not be right, but I was told, you know, working with Entrepreneur, that by 2021, we were going to be at 50% independent freelancers. And I think that now has accelerated in an amazing way, because people now feel even more comfortable as a freelancer in this economy. And you guys have the leading platform to help facilitate that type of opportunity. When did you start Shift Pixie, and did you have the vision of this happening so quickly?
Yeah, I think your calculus is spot on, by the way. It's just, we're seeing that move toward independence is heightening. But we caught a trend. Both my co-founder and I kind of grew up in the human capital management space. He for 30 years and myself for 25. And one of the rules of thumb was you stayed away from part-time labor concentrations because of turnover. And the expectation was in any industry that relied on part-time labor, they were going to have 100% turnover. And it made it very difficult to make any money with those kinds of relationships. But when he and I got together to start Shift Pixie in June of 2015, that turnover ratio had gotten much worse, especially for in the restaurant industry, who has a high reliance on part-time labor. Those traditions of 100% had escalated to 300% and 400% in some markets. And now operators, actually the more sophisticated ones, knew that there was a huge cost associated with that. Most of them pegged it at about $2,000 to $2,500 per turn. So that's a hole in their bucket that they can't fix. But what we also saw was that what was driving that that turnover rate was the birth of the online platforms, the gig platforms, if you will. So now people that were dedicated to working part-time, they didn't have to go beat the street and work in restaurants or retail to make a living. They could just flip on their mobile phone and essentially make the same kind of income. So as soon as those platforms started to emerge in the marketplace, the traditions of part-time labor completely changed. So we saw an opportunity to jump in with what we did in the human capital management space in terms of compliant employer engagement, but deliver it through a very elegant digital platform that resembled these gig-type platforms, so that brick-and-mortar guys didn't have to make an investment. It could now reconnect with that part-time labor force in the U.S.
It's so interesting, because I've had my eye on this space, not only as a business owner, as a past CEO of a public company, big companies, small companies, and an executive coach. What I really see, though, is this counterintuitive thing about part-time employment, about productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. Right. This is truly the three lenses that I quantify and say, as a business owner, we want to get truly the most productivity out of employees. We want to be the accessibility, not just, you know, the accessibility of them to you, but them to the customer, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's probably one of the most important distinctions about these platforms now, that they have elevated engagement. So now you have an opportunity, and we always talk to restaurant operators in particular. We focus on franchised operators under the major brands. And we explained that they're losing this connection between the employees and themselves, and they're not competing for that. They're not fighting for that connection, and they're losing it. So that's really why, you know, technology is the best way to keep that that engagement, but also elevate engagement with both customers and with the employees.
And now, you know, with the uncertain time we're in, I've separated my own mind as pre-vaccine and post-vaccine, because I don't think any business will be stable. They can make all the guesses they want. And I come from also the sports world. So talk about instability. But you've been able, I know you have some really big clients that you've been able to create more stability as well as resilience and opportunity for companies that were forced or thrust into a whole new business model in order to save jobs and save their businesses. What are some of the capabilities of ShiftPixie that allow for, you know, let's say a franchise, a fast food franchise? I know you have several of those as big customers of yours. What are some of the things that you now allow them to do or provided opportunities for them to do during this pre-vaccine period?
You know, it's funny, pre-COVID, we had a lot of interest in what we were doing. Everybody thought it was an elegant solution to a very difficult problem, both on the human capital side, but also in what we were doing is to creating opportunities to replace third-party platforms so that they could self-deliver using their own human capital. And now they could capture those commissions that they were losing to third-party platforms. So everybody thought it was elegant, but at the end of the day, they were also very reluctant to make change because they'd have to rethink their business in order to make these types of changes. So what we like to say is that this crisis has brought clarity, because now all of a sudden people realize how vulnerable they really were, and how if they want to remain vital, they're going to have to make these changes. They're going to have to rethink human capital. They're going to have to rethink their digital marketplace and their connection to their clients. So now we're actually buried by lots of opportunity. Just as an example, you know, we conduct regular webinars with a lot of the publishers to the restaurant trade in specific. And these are very well attended now, as you might imagine, with everybody stuck at home. And the last one we did was there were some 2,500 people in attendance on that one-hour webinar. So there's a lot of interest in this this path toward reconstructing stability for these operators. They're all looking for a way to stabilize their business.
And you know, as you have to kind of lean in when a lot of people are running away, it's an interesting, you know, energy. But moreover, it's a great opportunity to learn. Give me one of the lessons, you know, as you were preparing for the, you know, this day where you would have the learning curve at chasm and you'd be able to effectuate, but now you really have to lean in while a lot of people are suffering to help them. You know, I'm sure there's some lessons that came out that you're like, whoa, good thing this happened so fast, because we might have gone 5 years without knowing here's an issue. Was there a good lesson in there so far that has helped your platform that you didn't think about or that really came about?
Yeah, I think that the human element of this, I mean, you know, you obviously don't take any pleasure in seeing people suffer, loss of income, loss of business, and even listening to some tearful conversations with business operators who, you know, they looked at these employees as family and having to furlough them, and I think one of the things is that it's helped fortify or our resolve, if you will. We knew we were on the right path. We knew that we were bringing back dignity to part-time labor. But now it seems like a mission, not just to restore employment for these people, but also to restore these operators. We knew that these tools were vital to their success, and now we're motivated as much by compassion, you know, just because we're here to help you. Please let us help you. You know, it's a very different environment now.
You know, I think the benefits to the companies are more obvious, but there's so many benefits to the employee as well. I mean, obviously ShiftPay to me is a conduit, a catalyst between the relationship of employer-employee, the future of employee-employee relationships.
Right.
But you know, I find within the context of productivity and accessibility that there's not only the great benefit for the company of being more efficient and effective, but what are some of the benefits to that you see to the employee?
Oh, yeah. Now, think about it this way, from an employee's standpoint, once they come into our ecosystem, they have opportunities that they would not have on the street. For example, just access to health benefits and perks and things that are all a part of our bundle, but also access to opportunity real time. Think about it. Your home team may be a McDonald's operator in Cyprus, right? You're only getting 30 hours a week, but you still have some side hustles that you do anyway because you have rent to pay or insurance to pay. In our ecosystem, they can make themselves available, and they can find locally available shift work in a similar platform. It could even be another adjacent McDonald's operator, could be a Taco Bell operator, but their access to that opportunity is immeasurable now. Now they don't have to hit the street looking for this work. The work finds them. So that's a big, big advantage for them.
Yeah, it's such a great collaboration, because I think, you know, as I'm helping a lot of business owners, and it changes so quickly, right? The rules, you can be shut down in a minute. The rules change, alcohol delivery, no alcohol delivery, whatever it may be. But, you know, you have to ramp up and down so quickly, right? Not only as a business owner, but as a manager of a business, a general manager of business, and then as an employee of the business, right? You literally, and you know, having three teenage daughters who are stuck in a situation where it's like, I just got 2 hours, Dad, next week, right?
Right.
And then they wanted her 60 hours the next week.
Right.
And so I think it's really important for people to understand that as this, you know, balances out, that Shift Pixie is positioned so well to provide stability, you know, we won't have this construct that's going on right now, but let's be honest, with technology, there's always these issues.
Right.
And, you know, being thrown to the fire, Shift Pixie really is held up as the leader in the space. And I think as much as you've been forced into this role of being overwhelmed, I'm sure with interest,
right,
it's just, you know, what most people don't understand, even with Zoom and some other things. And I say this about how many people are on the internet.
Right.
You haven't seen the beginning.
No, I agree.
Right. There's 4.4 billion people and growing that they're just learning how to use it. Right. And most importantly, what people have to understand are people like you and I, you know, the middle age executives that were born into a world without an internet, without color TV, you know, some things that will blow people's minds.
Right.
You know, I said today I had to change one of my TikTok videos because I used an analogy with, you know, if you have 100% credibility, somebody will give you your checkbook. And all the guys filming me looked at me going, what's a checkbook?
Right.
So I was like, your password to Venmo. That's what
Right.
Well, to that end, you know, what potential do you see, not just in the employee-employee relationship, but with ShipPay, what potential do you see of how and where this is going? And, you know, are we at just the very beginning, or do you see unbelievable opportunity in the future?
Yeah, we do see a huge frontier ahead of us. It's really, we refer to it a lot as a greenfield opportunity. We're servicing a sector of the market that nobody wanted to touch. So it's the great unwashed. But within that market, you've got some subsectors. I mean, we focus, the population in the U.S. right now of part-time workers is 28 million, all unserved. And so half of that is in restaurant and hospitality, 14 million. But in addition to that, you've got two other sectors that are three that are very warm for us right now. One of those is staffing. When we set up the business, we set it up to really support and be an operating platform for temporary staffing operators. And we're about to board a number of very large staffing firms on our platform. Second is retail. One of our friends and family investors at the very beginning, when he wrote his check as a friends and family investor, this fellow ran all of Apple's global retail empire. It all rolled up to him. And he said, I'm going to make a prediction. He said, this problem that you're fixing for mom and pops, he said, we can't fix it. He said, as good as we are, as great a culture as we have, as technically engaged as we are and our staff is, we can't fix this problem that you're fixing. And he said, my prediction is you're going to be very popular in mid-market retail. And so we see, we've had overtures from some of the biggest of the big box guys wanting to look at what we were doing as a way to fix problems that they're having. We didn't realize that companies like Walmart actually rely on temporary staffing firms to put the blue vests in the stores because they can't keep up. So we see that as part of our future as well, that retail and certainly temporary staffing and healthcare staffing as an example are sectors that we're going to be very popular in, and it's proving so.
Yeah, and everyone needs that last mile, and that last mile is so adaptable, and to be on call and skill set transfer is so important in what you do. And obviously with the larger organizations that have multiple locations within a mile or two of each other, shared employee environment is just an incredible opportunity. In fact, my biggest difficulty of interviewing you right now is I have ADD, so my mind's going through all the different ways that people can use it, how awesome it is, and then three, a whole list of, you know, companies that I want to introduce you to. I'm thinking, I hope he has an affiliate program. I'm going to make some money off the Shift Pixie. Bring him some. I'm a well-connected guy. I got a whole bunch of big, medium, and small entrepreneurs. I'm going to send him Shift Pixie. /David Meltzer.
That's right. Well, you know what's funny too? It's a lot of the operators early on, you know, they thought about human capital as, in terms of what they owned, what they had on the books, and we said that's not the way to look at this. You need to be more agile, especially now. COVID proves you need to learn to be agile, and part of being agile is not so much what you own, but what you have access to, and so that's really the change in thinking about human capital. And again, in a day like this, when agility is going to mean your survival, you need to think about things and tools and relationships to help you maintain agility.
Yeah, the sports, hospitality, entertainment world, too, is an extraordinary opportunity for Shift Pixie. Obviously, you know better than I, but I agree with you. The productivity has always been looked at with the human capital, but now we really even more have to look at accessibility, how accessible those employers are to employees and employees are to employers, and even moreover, how accessible are they to the clients?
That's right.
That's a huge component with the quick transitions that can be made with the capabilities that are available. I applaud you for having the vision. I can't wait to see, being a neighbor of ours as well, I'm super excited to have another super successful Irvine company here with us. Thank you so much. It's been an incredible playbook to success. And I love seeing businesses during difficult times being resilient. This is the Margins of Millionaires proven here. I am with Scott Abscher. This is Dave Meltzer, Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.